The lawsuit was filed 4 years ago by two white students seeking admission to the University of Texas at Austin. They claimed the school's affirmative action policy unfairly shut them out. They were turned down at the federal appeal level. But a broad decision in their favor by the Supreme Court would have significant repercussions. Mitchell Yang is a higher education professor at the University of California at Los Angeles.
The U.S. Supreme Court will be signaling to the country that race is no longer a major factor in deciding whether certain groups can access educational opportunities.
Affirmative action supporters are dismayed the nation's highest court is even considering a historic reversal.
This is not the time to turn back the clock.
Shirley Wiltshire is the executive director of the American Association for Affirmative Action.
It really means rethinking our strategies, but it means continuing to push for equal opportunity in education because that's the gateway to leadership in the future.
The court could also rule narrowly, so it would impact only the Texas campus. A decision is not expected until summer. In San Antonio, I'm Hernan Rosenberg.